Hey, welcome everybody to the Reflex Blue Show, Superb Owl IX9.
Woo!
Right?
Nine. Running out of fingers.
All right. We bring back Tom Nimitz. Tom, take it.
Okay. This is the ninth edition on the Reflex Blue Show. We were talking before we came on the air that we think we did three of them?
At least two.
Over at the old place?
Two or three, somewhere.
So we're at like a dozen, or maybe even a baker's dozen at this point.
Nice.
This year, we broke everything down into six categories instead of five because of the nature of the ads that were on this Super Bowl. The panel that we've assembled is some familiar faces or voices, I suppose.
Hey, I'm Chris Kelly.
Steve Gordon.
Cody Fenske.
And, of course, Donovan Beery. And we'll be kind of walking through through the categories and talking about our favorites. And we'll pick our favorites from each category, and then we'll round up at the end with what we picked from each category and pick kind of our favorite from the evening and then some wrap-up thoughts. New this year is the Wheel of Superbness.
Ooh, that's nice. Well, this is fancy, man. I know, this is right?
Sounds like it costs a lot of money.
Costs like about a dime.
Did that come from the Game of Life?
No, I made it.
No, you're supposed to say yes.
Yes, it's the Game of Life.
That's awesome.
Repurposed. It's a CDR that I cut with an X-Acto knife. All right. Chris, why don't you spin the Wheel of Superbness first, and all we right. will get started. Tech and gaming. Strong category. This is a new one this year because we used to do all of these in the consumer products category. There was just so many that were in the tech and gaming.
Gaming must make a lot of money. Or they got a lot of ad spend.
Yeah. Oh, no, they make a lot of money.
Like those online gaming.
You wouldn't believe.
Those pay-for-play ones, especially.
Mm-hmm. They're the new .com as far as Super Bowl spending.
Easily.
So this is a big category. Chris, why don't you get us started, kind of give us your one or two favorites, and we will go around the table and talk from there.
Yeah. So, I was just talking before the show that usually I will lean towards the more funny ads this year. I don't know if it's the general politics of the year or just my overall mood lately, but I kind of went more with the kind of the serious ads, personally. I'm a frequent patron of Airbnb. I was personally a fan of their messaging. They actually sent me an email like right after the ad that kind of tied in with it nicely. But I thought their "we accept" messaging and the fact that they're actually backing it up with actual company policy and that sort of thing were really effective and cool to see.
Because Airbnb is all about bringing people together. Like that's like the point. And so it's what a great moment in time for them to really push that message. I mean, that's only going to help their message as the generation that's more prone to use Airbnb than hotels and motels like rises, like it's perfect place.
Yeah, their target audience isn't going to be offended, mostly because they're the kind of people that are not afraid of different people, you know, different cultures and that sort of thing. You know, so I think it was a safe, even though it seemed edgy, it was a safe play for them, just considering their audience. And I was happy to see it.
It was a nice ad. It didn't preach to the choir so much, I didn't think either, even though it was a safe play. It wasn't we're only going to talk to the people who are already our customers. They kind of went the safe route so that they could talk to people who...
Yeah, it was kind of a brand statement. It was just like, this is who we are. We think this. You know, deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was necessary, too. It wasn't all altruistic. They've run into problems with some of their hosts being racially profiling customers. And so, as a black viewer interested in them, I used them quite often internationally as well as domestic. It was interesting to see that and then get the email after and have them kind of follow through. So it was partially a brand statement for new customers, and I think partially a necessary cleanup or rebrand positioning for existing customers who may be a bit apprehensive. I had a friend of mine actually say he was going to San Fran and he wanted to know whether or not he should post his profile picture so that he couldn't get profiled out of an apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you think in this category, Steve, moving on from that one?
I like the Airbnb. Again, I think the messaging was on point. I think it took a lot of the ads were, again, the political tone of the day kind of ruled, but I don't know if they did it on purpose. I think a lot of them...
Well, I think a lot of it is some of this stuff isn't political at all. And all of a sudden it became, hey, it's not my fault this stuff became political. Right, it's not.
Yeah, I saw somebody
I thought we got past this in 1952.
Oh, yeah. Well, as the one black guy in the room, no.
Some of it. We're all some just, of it, ca- some we're of all it, just you catching know, on 10 now. Years.
Right.
You
no, for no, a long time.
That's exactly it. It's like I sit back and I watch some of this stuff and I'm like... Now everybody wants to worry about being a decent human being.
See, and I think that's, for some reasons, I think that that's like, and the political climate is almost a necessary evil. Like, sure, we can have as many wake-up moments in commercials or ads as we can put in them, but until something like actually happens, sometimes people don't actually wake up and, like, try to be progressive from here on out. So, not that I like what's happening right now, I also think that maybe it's about time people like think seriously about these things.
And a lot of the ads were done so far before, like the Budweiser ad. Yeah. That was done so far, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but that was done so far before all of the finality of the election and things.
Yeah.
That really, it was just, I think the political climate actually takes away from some of the great messaging that that was going on, because it's now weaponized on the backside versus the original intent. So, to go back, Airbnb was great, but again, it's kind of a big category for tech and gaming because it does put everything into one pot. The T-Mobile ads were funny. I thought they were really, really funny. I like her because I'm a big fan of Flight of the Conchords.
Yep. Oh, sure.
And she was one of the main characters that constantly badgered the guys.
Yeah, the second one they showed where she was calling the guy on the phone, I thought was the stronger of the two of those.
Yep, and so those were really good.
I did think it was funny, too, that Verizon sent a tweet to T-Mobile to say that it's too bad your safe word couldn't get through on your network.
Oh, really? That's clever. Somebody's watching and paying attention. So yeah, I think those were good. You know, some of the online or the app focused gaming, to me, those are kind of wasted money at the Super Bowl level because they become memorable when they're a barrage of them. So, you know, Arnold telling everybody to get to the chopper and push the button and they're blowing stuff up and in that real world overlaid with the game setting. That's great. I don't think you need to spend $5 million to get at your customers.
You're talking those two ads, the teensy house buyers and fake, or what was it, real awful moms.
Right, that. But then also some that are similar in that category, which was the, because there's the Machine Zone Mobile Strike and the real awful moms that turned into one.
Where the tank busts through the
World of Tanks. So all of those, I grouped those together. And those are kind of a bad dollar spend, in my opinion, because A, I don't know that your audience is really locked into the football game and watching.
Yeah.
B, they work better in that more cheap, you know, we bought 20 ad spots for half the money and we just hit you with a barrage of these silly game commercials.
Oh, the old DraftKings strategy.
Right. Exactly.
Or they just blanket the airwaves.
That's
with
exactly
them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think a $5 million pointed ad at the Super Bowl really got through.
Yeah, those are things you download when you're bored, too.
Right.
You know, so that's not the right time to hit you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm also a fan of the calling John Malkovich, where he wants to get his own domain. And I'm a sucker for, you know, obscure cameos by great people that everyone loves.
Yeah.
And just people just going off, like Malkovich just going off on the other Malkovich for owning his domain.
Well, he also does have johnmalkovich.com. Like, if you go to it, it's his clothing site. So I think, in a way, it's also a stunt to get people to his website to buy some clothes.
Well, and a stunt for our friends at Secret Penguin, who apparently own
Meowkovich.
Yes.
They do own Meowkovich, yeah.
They've owned it for like 10 years and never did anything with
it
until this weekend.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Did you guys all go to it? Did you check it out?
No, but I saw it existed.
That was one of the ones I saw earlier on the Today Show. And I'm also a big fan of, some stars have alternate personas that they become aware of and then they push them. And Malkovich, being the classically trained stage actor, he's always done this sort of blow my stack persona.
Kind of controlled rage.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's fun to see him recall that.
Yeah.
Cody, what do you think?
Oh, I was going to comment on Malkovich. I thought that was a hilarious spot. Like, I saw that on Instagram before I saw on the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw it, I was like, is that, like, real? Is that actually him? And I was like, yeah, that's him. That was. And then I went to his website.
That was really a trend this year where a lot of people teased their ads on social media
before.
Well, they've been doing that for a couple years now.
They have.
Not to the extent that they did this year.
But did they do them in parts this year? There was one year where there was a lot of prequel lead-up, mm-hmm. and you had to watch the game or watch the commercial yeah. on game night. I didn't see as much of that this year
yeah.
as much as mm-hmm. previewing the whole ad.
Just showing the thing.
Right, on another medium.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you see it on the Super Bowl, and you're like, oh, that right. was maybe oh, funny once one. When I saw it.
Right.
But right.
kind of over now.
Yeah.
Also, I liked seeing ads for Amazon Echo and Google Home, two very similar products, you know. Yeah. But they also freak me out. I don't like the idea of those little, you know, home tech things infiltrating us, because they're just going to grow and get more progressive in their technology.
Well, what's really funny with those...
I'll just wait until it's a T-800 and it's just there to protect
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's funny because I
just wait.
Are we afraid that the robots are going to do our job?
Oh, yeah.
Rise up.
See, I just
no,
got one...
No, we're afraid that the robots get, are going to...
Did you get Alexa?
I think we're more afraid that the robots are going to supervise us and continue to make us do the jobs.
Right.
Well, what was really funny is there were a lot of reports of people who had those devices
that going off.
They were going off because yep. they heard the stuff on the TV.
Well, yeah,
and then they started, if you know, they picked it up through their microphone.
Oh, really?
They,
yeah.
Did you hear about the dollhouse thing?
No.
Yeah, so, where the little girl ordered.
Yeah, the little girl ordered a dollhouse. She was playing with Alexa and was like, Alexa, I'd love to have a dollhouse. And then a dollhouse showed up at the house like the next 2 days.
You just
and
ordered somebody a dollhouse,
were,
by the
were
way.
Upset.
I know. Yeah, yeah, somebody's listening.
So, because that's what happened is like then. News people heard about this and made yeah. stories about it,
and then
it went to people's houses
yeah.
through the TV. The TV spoke it, Alexa
oh,
heard it,
hilarious.
And then like thousands of dollhouses were suddenly ordered.
See, oh. the thing I did was scare the crap out of my dog today with it, because I was trying to play my Spotify playlist at work and it wasn't working, so I just kept turning the volume up, and then mm-hmm. I saw a little thing that said playing on your Amazon Echo.
Oh no!
Like, oh crap!
And because it's cloud, broken. You don't have to be in the vicinity,
right?
No, not
wow.
at all.
Wow,
you can control it anywhere.
That's crazy. I just ask Alexa about the weather on my Fire
That's
Stick.
Funny.
That's it.
Let's go on to the next. Well, actually, we need to pick a favorite from this category.
Oh.
So what has votes, Tom?
Well, we've had Airbnb. We've talked about the T-Mobile ads.
I can second the Airbnb if we need to push one to the top.
And we've had the Squarespace ad with John Malkovich. Out of those three, am I forgetting one that we mentioned? I think that's the three, right?
Yeah.
I would vote for Airbnb as well. I think that's a very tasteful ad.
Okay, we got two votes for that.
No, you got three.
Three? All right, that's it.
Congratulations, Airbnb. You got
all right.
You got
solid work.
Okay, Steve, your turn to spin the wheel of superbness.
This wheel, let's get it in. Oh,
you
got to actually
flick it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself.
No.
Ooh, food. Let's do it.
All right. That's a small category, so that's good after the last one. This one only had six ads. Skittles, King's Hawaiian, avocados.
Who doesn't play like mobile apps do?
I guess not.
No. A lot of the usual suspects in this category.
Mm-hmm. I like the Skittles commercial a lot.
I did too until the gopher.
Until the gopher?
Right.
The gopher, I was like, oh, come on.
And too far.
Like, yeah. It was funny at the cop.
Yeah, it was the cop and robber. That was good. And then I saw the gopher. But by that time, I was already laughing. And I was looking away from the screen to mention it.
I'm all about the avocados myself.
John Lovitz,
man, avocados were good. The avocados were
Secret
good.
Secret Society, John Lovitz. I don't know.
He was streaming it all.
Yeah,
all.
It's
like,
secret.
This?
Oh,
that's right.
I also love that avocados like only advertised on the Super Bowl.
That's
yeah.
true.
Right, you don't see ads generally.
Avocados from Mexico, and you remember this?
Well,
the
it's
the opposite of the giving the chopper. It's better on that for that brand.
Oh, that's
thing
funny. Wants. I know
right.
what you were going to say. Say it. Speak it aloud.
Guacamole is so popular right now. Is that what you were hearing?
Well, it's a funny show of how you can weaponize a banal concept. Where are avocados from? They tell you in the jingle.
Yeah.
That's about to go off.
And they're going to get more expensive.
Exactly.
They are. They're like, buy them now.
That's
See, I wasn't
crazy.
Going there with it, but that is interesting.
That's yeah. crazy. Budweiser, hands down for me.
That's
ad
in,
was
that's
in beverages.
Oh, that's I thought it was food also. Oh,
no.
Beverages are
so good. There's so
what
many.
Steve had for lunch.
You shut your face.
There were so many in beverages.
There were. Okay. I think I'm with everybody on that. Skittles was funny. Went too far at the end. Avocados is great. I'm kind of... The pistachio elephant is kind of played out for me. King's Hawaiian was... gave me a chuckle only because I love King's Hawaiian rolls. They're the so good. Best.
Me too, but I thought the commercial was just a little too tongue-in-cheek, personally.
Yeah, well, and that was one they'd been running for a while.
Yeah,
too,
it was expected.
The weird thing with that ad is it was really reminiscent of the Bud Light ad from like 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, where they had the, what did they call it, mystery fridge?
Yep.
Okay. Where they were putting the beer in the fridge, and then there was a hole on the other side of the wall where people
were like,
as through the apartment wall, and then they're like, oh, I don't know. I opened the door and Bud Light just magically appears. It was kind of the really same idea.
Yeah, it was. And
there's just no payoff. Like, it's, I don't know. But I did want some King's Hawaiian rolls just because I've had those in so long. I was like, those are delicious. Yeah,
they're so good.
What do you think, Donovan?
Well, what else we got? What's got votes here?
We have Skittles and King's Hawaiian and avocados from Mexico. The only other three in that category was the live Snickers commercial.
My vote's still for avocados.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Was that Snickers commercial live?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Was it actually live?
Or it was actually live.
Yeah, because if you go back and watch it, the dialogue when he comes out is like an update from the game.
Yeah,
just to prove that it was live.
Yeah.
When Adam Driver comes out.
Yeah, they were saying like score, and they were saying things that were going on at that time.
I think they should have done some more like pre-gaming on that and like set it up like we're gonna have a live commercial, it's the first time it's been done, like check it out, it's gonna be amazing, because like I just kind of felt like I wasn't catching on to that one until like the end. I was like, okay,
you know, that's a good tech comment with what I just did when I came in. You know, we were going live on Instagram for a little bit. That's been the complaint of a lot of that when you go live on Facebook or Instagram, is that you were live and there was no lead up.
Yeah.
There was no announcement that you were going to be going live. And so I think you're right. I think that was a sort of crisis of consequence on a live commercial that you didn't tell anyone was going to be live.
Yeah.
Good mistake to make, though. I think that in the future, people will like definitely lead up.
Did they do a series of them? So like they were hoping you were sitting there catching on?
It was just the one. Yeah, I mean, the only connection to their old ads was just, you know, you're hungry. Blank when you're hungry.
Yeah, you mess things up.
Yeah, this one was you ruin live Super Bowl commercials when you're hungry.
Right.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Neat idea. Probably could have done a little better, though.
Yeah. Props to them. Props for trying.
Yeah.
Props for going for it.
Okay, so we think avocados from Mexico in this category?
Easy.
Yep. Okay.
Skittles would have had it without the gopher.
Yeah. Well, I also like the avocados.
Too far, man.
They just had the avocados there for a second. Like, it wasn't all about the avocados.
John Lovitz for just a quick second.
Just a second. And then they're all chowing down. Like, wait, what just happened?
A little Lovitz goes a long way.
Yeah.
You don't need much.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Truest words ever spoken on this podcast. Donovan, you're next on the big wheel.
The big wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Oh, you landed on food again.
We'll just keep spinning until like...
Movies and TV.
Movies and TV.
All right, man.
That was a major category.
And this is always weird because it's like there's movie trailers, but they never feel like a Super Bowl commercial.
No,
they
don't. Well, this year, like,
unless they surprise you, and they do that every now.
And I think two of them surprised me. One that Hulu actually ran a commercial. I think that should have first. And then the one that got me excited was Stranger Things Season 2.
Dude, and that trailer was creepy good. Because
it starts with like an old-time Eggo. So you're
you're
like, oh, is this going to be an Eggo commercial? Like Eggo's buying a commercial, and then it starts moving the other thing, and you're like, what?
A couple of them did that.
And then you're all excited, and then you see, I got to wait till Halloween. And then,
was,
and then like
the worst part
food goes flying across the room.
Yeah.
And then whoever runs the Eggo social media account
tweeted
afterwards. They're like, oh, well, we don't normally like to see our ads interrupted, but if it's for a Stranger Things trailer, we're okay with it.
All right.
Or something to that effect.
Well, that's the only one where it caught me really surprised and excited. So
did they do extended clips, or did they change the clips on like Logan or any of the others?
Because
sometimes they'll do that. You think you've seen the commercial and they give you a slightly
different
trailer.
The Logan one was different than the other trailers I've seen.
Yeah, it was.
It looks, I mean,
That looks amazing.
Looks awesome. Yeah. I've been out of the superhero movie thing for a while, but that looks good.
But on all of those, I always have a feeling like I'm going to see more than this before the movie comes out. And then Stranger Things 2, I'm like, I don't know if we'll see another trailer.
I doubt that you will.
I won't see anything until the whole series just dumps on Halloween.
I doubt that you will. Netflix doesn't run a lot of commercials about their service or about their shows because you either have the service or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much all of the movies that were in here were either sequels to movies that already came out mm-hmm. or remakes of a movie or a TV show.
So, that was when really they call it The Fate of the Furious, does that mean that's the ending one?
No, man. Wait, it's never going to die, fate? Man.
They won't ever end
But they call it The Fate of the Furious. That makes it sound like it's the finale.
But then you got to play your fate out.
Oh, they haven't said the finale of the Furious.
Exactly.
I mean, how many Final Fantasies have there been?
Because you can be resigned to your fate.
To be fair,
if Paul Walker being dead didn't kill it off, they'll keep going.
Yeah, you could be resigned to your fate, and you still got to play it out, man.
I guess this is The Fate of the Furious and not The Fate of the Fast. So they've already set themselves up to be
the Fate
of
the Fast later. You know.
Yeah,
that's true. They can circle back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's not Fast and Furious? Isn't that the thing?
That's true. You can't just be like fast and sort of angry.
Paul Walker's fast, and Vin Diesel is serious or furious.
Yeah,
it sounds like a sitcom. Paul Walker was fast. Was. Ooh, too soon.
Didn't mean it.
You guys are evil.
I haven't seen any of them. I've heard good things. I haven't seen any of them.
Look, I will not make fun of them. They are fun popcorn
movies.
That's
what I've heard.
You turn it on, the cars go fast. Tyrese is saying something goofy. Vin Diesel is grunting like he should. Like, honestly, man, I'm a movie fan. I'm not a movie snob. I'm a movie fan, mm-hmm. and they spend a lot of money blowing things up on the big screen. I'm with it.
The thing is, like,
yeah, they're chasing cars with a submarine on this one,
dude. In the snow, on a snow.
What?
Bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're driving across the frozen lake.
There's a Lamborghini on snow tires, man.
Yeah. How is that not fun?
Where's Blizzak when you need him?
Still not as fun as Eggo's. I'm sticking with Stranger Things, too.
Stranger Things is the best.
Yeah.
Like, that one gave my heart a jump.
I immediately went online and watched it again.
Right. That one was good.
All
right. Hands down.
No love for The Rock replacing The Hoff in Baywatch, huh?
Oh.
I thought it was funny, but...
No, it's not for a Super Bowl commercial, man.
Yeah.
No. That we all knew that was happening.
That movie will probably gross less than the money that they spent on the ad.
Yeah,
on paper, it seems like it should be a Super Bowl commercial. You got, like, people in bikinis and stuff like that.
Well, you know what I think? It's
February.
But what I think failed was that they changed the tone of Baywatch while telling you they were remaking Baywatch.
Yeah.
Baywatch was not a joke initially.
No.
It was a beach cop show. That's all it was. It was like Hill Street Blues on sand.
It wasn't aware that it
and
was
And even
fun.
When it became a joke, they weren't in on the joke. They stayed serious.
Right, they stayed serious. But now this is full on, it's what they did to 21 Jump Street.
Yes. Well, they did it to the Brady Bunch 10 years before that.
Yeah. And it's like these shows come back as comedies, and they're not really comedies.
Right.
So they've lost themselves. So while
they're doing it with Chips later this summer.
Are they really?
Yes. They're making a Chips movie, and it's like
and
a
will
farce.
It be comedy?
Oh, it's horrible.
Wow. That's crazy.
Okay, so in this category.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things?
All day long.
Yeah,
all
right.
Cody, you're next on the wheel.
Oh, boy. All right. One good flick.
Call up that
auto. That was a 180.
I'm calling auto. Get it together, man.
Hey,
beverage.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to take a quick break and hit the fridge. All right, so we're back. I'm going to
do a little Foley artistry.
Crack them open, boys.
Guess what that noise really was?
Drink. You don't want to know.
Drink if you got them.
So, beverages. Stacked category, as usual. Cody, what stood out to you in this one?
Let's take a look at... We were in beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first one that I definitely saw was the Budweiser Born the Hard Way one. And it's another one of those, like, you know, halfway political, halfway tells a story. Today it's super political. I thought it was a neat ad.
It shouldn't be political.
No, it's if you're against like other people being human beings, you're a bad person.
I think it couldn't help to highlight though, like when he's walking through the streets, like, hey, get out of here.
But like you said, it was, like we had both said, it has been weaponized by what's going on. But that was never the intent. You can go back every single year, there's an immigrant-based ad of making it in America.
It's all like the feel-good, like, everybody's great.
We it love just people. Happens to be going on. Like, you could do Coca-Cola, I want to teach the world to sing, and everybody's on the hilltop singing together, and that would be politicized today.
I saw somebody say on Twitter, I think it was, that the ads were not really political. They were pro-humanity more than they were anti-Trump. But because of the things that he's done, it looks like it's anti-Trump.
It's just like,
but I see the way that you're saying, I see what you're saying exactly, and I'm on your side with that one.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I see it. I mean, it's just, it's not necessarily political. I don't think it needs to be, like you're saying, Donovan. It doesn't need to be political.
There was really only one ad the whole night that made fun of him personally, and it didn't even use him. The haircare
and it never mentioned him.
No, it didn't even mention him by name.
We all knew.
I did
like that Budweiser commercial because, unlike some of the other ads, not that there weren't expensive ads, but this one had some serious production in it. Like, it was well made.
Well, who had done that before the Super Bowl? They've done it all year. Stella Artois has done that with their founder.
Yep,
Grey Goose did it last year a lot with their founder.
Bacardi's done it.
Mm-hmm. And so I think those, beverages is kind of like, what they say, music is an international language. I think beverages also.
Well, and, you know, I think it just adds, you know, a level of, like, gravitas.
It's more of a legacy type ad where it's almost more of a, we've been around for a really long time and been successful for 200 years or whatever. It's almost more of a play against upstart microbrews than it is.
Yeah, we've got history, you know.
Right.
Well, even down through history, if you look at a lot of beverage companies, beverage names, their advertising, they have crests, they have shields, coats of arms.
Yeah.
They were owned by royal families.
Car commercials doing that this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Can.
Yeah.
So that ad was definitely my favorite in the, and you said it for the right words, gravitas. It was appropriately heavy in that category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gave you a good feel, a good message. I think a commercial like that is why you need 60-second ads.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell that story in 30 seconds.
I think do it justice. I think the ad I'll remember for the longest is Bush.
See, now
I don't think I like it, but that's the one I will somehow remember.
But you know, the thing about that one is...
You've always been an advocate for memorability versus liking it. Like, you've said that in the past shows. Well,
The thing about that ad is, I think a lot of people who don't remember the old Bush ads where they had Bush that sound effect... Like Cody maybe doesn't
care. You don't remember that?
I'm reading this right now when the can opens its mock in the 70s, 80s Bush commercials.
Because I used to run TV commercials all the time.
You don't remember those?
But the guy
would sing like
but
the Western.
But in this case, they even changed the logo
at
the end.
Head
for
the
mountains.
Yeah, head for the mountains.
That was their jingle. It's head for the mountains.
Head for the mountains.
And when they would open
it open, it would say,
hey, so that was kind of the inside joke, but I think a lot of the audience didn't get it because they're just not old enough to remember those.
Yeah, that would be like Rainier coming back and just going, Rainier beer, and it was like, what?
What is that?
Yeah, they missed out on the whole everybody drinking bad beer, ironically, kick. So, you know, they're not going to get into that.
So what we're saying is they would have aired that 5 years ago.
It would have been better.
Right.
10 years ago, they'd be billionaires.
Yeah.
Right. Because who really likes an IPA? Come on.
Oh, come on.
The other one I liked was Bye with Christopher Walken.
That one was good.
Especially because they didn't even give the payoff till the end. They held it.
No, because I saw it the whole way through and didn't even get it.
Christopher Walken
done.
Starts singing "Bye Bye Bye," and I'm like, "What's going on?"
They pan over and Timberlake.
I was like, "Oh, that's what it was." But when he was reading the lyrics, I didn't.
Well, even at the end, Timberlake raises an eyebrow, gives it a nod, and then you get "Bye Bye."
Yeah,
the name of the actual.
I was like, "Oh, that's what it was."
You think that he's not even going to speak for a moment because it just goes to him with that weird look on his face, and then he's. Says the ad, you know what the ad really is about.
I think it started, and my wife was doing something else. And I was like, "Hey, look!" Because I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but Walken's on the TV singing.
he's talking weird.
Something.
Hey, Walken's talking
doing
weird.
Doing a dramatic reading of lyrics.
Something's gonna happen.
I love when Walken. Just whenever Walken's on, everybody stops.
His delivery is just always so stunted and
right. That hair it's too.
Classic.
So I didn't see the KFC commercial. What was that all about?
Billy Zane.
They've been putting people in the Colonel's costume for like 2 years now.
And they just change who it is.
Yeah, they change them like we're not supposed to know, but they make it obvious that it's a new person.
Okay.
So this was old Colonel versus new Colonel. Mm-hmm. So battle. Anytime they introduce a new Colonel, they battle.
I kind of like the idea of all these new Colonels coming out, but this one I didn't like as much.
I've actually liked their campaign. I think it feels like a continuation of the Old Spice. Like, it's like Old Spice ads died off, and then they pick that up. And I've liked it, I thought this one was kind of weak.
The thing about that one is my wife and I sat there, we were trying to figure out who it was.
Yeah.
Because it's Billy Zane, like, head to toe in gold paint.
Yeah.
We spent the whole ad trying to figure out who it was and didn't even really pay attention to the rest of it.
See, I think some ad firms and some companies overshoot the mark trying to go for extra funny when they could have played extra crispy Colonel for the Super Bowl. George Hamilton,
watched that all day.
Right? He's over 10,
which is a really funny ad.
That's great, yeah,
and perfect for the mass audience because
exactly.
George Hamilton's been around forever.
Exactly.
Everybody knows.
Is this the first one in years we haven't seen an Old Spice commercial?
I think so.
Yeah, they didn't do.
I think they kind of played out.
Well, and they've made their actors serious. The Old Spice guy is now doing full-on shows. I forget what show he's on now. Yeah.
So what do we think in this category?
I'm with you.
You're going with the Budweiser?
Yeah, I'm with the Budweiser one.
All right, let's call it.
Okay.
Budweiser it is.
All right. Chris, you're up again.
Yeah, or Otto's. Consumer has some odd ones.
The Otto's one was weird. I don't think I have ever in my entire life seen an Alfa Romeo commercial.
Never.
I
mean, and they were
beautiful. I didn't even
know
they sold them here.
Oh, Alphas? Absolutely. They sell Alphas here, man.
I thought they were more expensive than they are. I looked up the one in the ad, and it starts at $37.
Okay.
I thought for sure they were like a six-figure car.
One of my coworkers is like, can you even buy Alfa Romeos? And I'm like, well, I can't.
Yeah. What were you asking personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell exotics at several places, but they're not widely advertised.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what's the spin say here?
Autos.
We have landed on autos.
We have rigged the spin to be a
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
This was supposed to be a secret society.
Oh, right.
Stop live streaming it. It usually just work. So I had
two. Probably told people we're live streaming this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done the live commercial without telling people.
If we learned anything from Snickers, it's that you should tell them before you do that.
Yes.
So I had two that I was kind of going between. I had a funny one and a more serious one. I liked the Ford one where everybody was getting stuck. You know, he had the cat with the box on its head.
That wasn't
good. I liked that one.
I thought that was pretty clever. The one negative I see to that is it didn't really feel like a car ad. So, like, later.
You had to wait for it.
Yeah. Later, I was trying to think. I was like, I like that commercial. What was it for? I also like the Audi one about the daughter and just, you know, dad trying to figure out how he's going to tell his daughter.
That was great.
You know, about how women aren't paid as well, and then Audi pays it off by talking about how they are advocates for equal pay. I thought that was really good as another kind of sappy, meaningful one, but, you know, again, in this political climate, I thought it was really strong, you know, as, you know, somebody that has a kid and have a little boy, but still, it's these kind of like hard conversations are kind of something that I think about a lot. So I thought that was a really strong one.
What do you think, Steve? What stood out
to you? The Audi one, having had a little daughter who just even turned 8 months over the weekend, that was heavy on my mind. That hit me. Outside of being a parent and the obviously good message that one has, Alfa Romeo, as we said, you don't know that, like, they don't have to advertise. Their constituents don't necessarily buy cars from TV ads.
It's a niche.
Right. They're not going to be swayed. If you buy an Alfa, no one talked you into it. You've always wanted one.
And the average Super Bowl watching audience doesn't go buy an
and
Alfa
Romeo.
And so
they were just beautiful commercials because they are stunning cars.
And I like their
the delivery.
Dragons.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was
really
cool.
Nice ad,
and they kept having that, like they had a theme, like the title and the theme. Like I like the one where they said the car's name was like, was it Julian?
Julia.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's sweet because they pay off by the car spins around, you see the name on the back end. And they say...
And then the tagline, some cars take your breath away, only one gives it back.
Right.
Like, which is just awesome. So well written.
That's awesome. So yeah, I'd say my top two would be Audi for the meaning of it and Alfa Romeo for the pure beauty of it.
What stood out to you, Donovan?
Well, I got to also throw out the Kia one that was memorable with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Like, saving the world.
Okay, that was a car ad. I keep forgetting that.
Right.
It's like she did such a good job with the comedy that I thought it was more of that Greenpeace saving the world.
She's it's driving in her car between each thing and listening on the
Bluetooth. Right, but I lost that because she's so demonstrative.
And then they paid it off with the tagline, something about that, you know, it was a...
easier way to save the world, yeah.
Her bouncing off the iceberg got me to laugh out loud.
or mine was bouncing off of the oil tanker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, that just shows...
Because when you're driving to Antarctica, you just take your Kia.
Right,
of course. Yeah.
See, I totally forgot that was a car ad, because she was so good in it.
Mm-hmm.
The downside of star power. She had a great weekend.
Yeah, apparently. What was that site you just asked? It had that one as, like, number one spot for the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
They rated those pretty harshly, too, as, like, an average score. Like, the highest it got to was, like, 7.2.
Yeah,
7.
They did rate
those. Well, on that USA Today thing, they have people sit and watch in real time, and they give them little meters that they rate them on.
Mm-hmm.
So, what stood out to you in this one, Cody?
You know, it's got to be the Go Further one, the Ford commercial. I mean, like, although I don't think it necessarily had the best brand message for Ford, like, I was kind of lost in it. Like, I got what they were trying to say, but, like, I was more captivated by what was happening in the individual stories. Like, they made a captivating storyline with a bunch of these different people, like, getting stuck in different ways. And it was cool once you see, like, the first one gets unstuck. It's like the kid with his shirt. Like, it just comes off. It's like, oh, there it is. And now you're invested. You want to see everybody else get unstuck. And so
the second half of the commercial is, like, all Ford branding.
Yeah.
Shows, like, the big truck with the giant Ford logo on it.
Yeah, the thing I thought that was interesting there was they were showing more than just buying Ford cars, because I think they showed, like, the Uber kind of service, I think, that Ford's trying to get into. They showed the future of self-driving cars. Uh-huh. You know, so they showed, I think Ford is kind of like some of the other brands, are trying to expand what they are. They're not just cars anymore. They can be a service and that sort of thing. But I think if they are trying to tiptoe into that, I think they should have gone harder on that than just briefly showing it at the end. Because I know that because I follow that kind of stuff, but I don't think I would have caught on to it.
Yeah.
I just like the stories they put in place. They were just fun.
It was a fun commercial. Yeah. It was definitely one of the more entertaining ones.
There was a couple other ones that I enjoyed in this one that we haven't mentioned yet. The Honda commercial with the old high school yearbooks I thought was kind of funny. With Tina Fey and Steve Carell and Magic Johnson, where they come to life. And
Harry Potter style.
Some of them were kind of creepy because you could tell they were like CG people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
that's probably got the longest lifespan. You're going to see them usually.
Yeah, you'll see that one. Well, and honestly, that one paid off because of Carell. It's going, but Carell seemed the most natural.
Well, he caught my attention the most, too. Like, I was watching it happen, I was like, oh, that's Steve Carell.
Right.
I like Jimmy Kimmel in there, too, though.
That was cool, too.
You can play
the clarinet, but don't dress like this.
I thought the Buick commercial with Cam Newton playing Pee Wee football was funny, too.
Oh, that's a Buick? Then my son's Cam Newton. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's Cam Newton.
Right. That was like another
running
one
over little kids.
That was another one where I thought it was funny until, like, they did the thing where he threw the ball at the kid and he flew back really far.
I
thought
super
it was fake. I don't know. That to me, I was like, oh, come on. Like, it was funny until then when he's just, like, knocking the kids down gently.
Yeah. Or the chest bumps where he actually had to get down to bump them. Yeah, that was a pretty funny one. I like that. The humor was good. And, of course, the supermodel payoff at the end.
Always.
Gotta have it.
The guy falls over the stand of water and everything.
See, that was kind of like the football gag. Yeah. It's like one step too far with the gag. Like,
you got to figure out how to edit back a little bit.
Right. Yeah, there's this rule of thumb. Like, if you find that a lot of things that you say fall flat, stop every paragraph you say one sentence earlier. Let your point be your point, because that last sentence is probably going to be like what goes too far.
Yeah.
Just cut it off there.
It's kind of like they did the joke.
That does
and then
not
they
sound
go,
like
ah,
the Will Ferrell
ah.
method. It's the opposite of the Will Ferrell method.
Or just keep pushing it and make it louder.
And then once you think you've gone too far, go two steps more.
And on the third step, it's funny again.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta
keep pushing until you bring it back around.
Yeah.
I think that, though, I'd vote my favorite one to be the Audi commercial. I think that one was really cool. Great message and well made. It all fit together. The ad was good. The message was good.
What do you think, Chris?
I was Audi.
Okay.
Yep.
I think it's Audi.
And that category is Audi.
Okay. You went too far.
Just to make it.
Went too far. I didn't even follow your own rule.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring it back in the next segment.
Just to make it official, we will spin, but there's only one category left.
Yep.
Consumer products.
Nice. How'd you get to land on
How'd
that?
How'd you do that? That's
amazing.
You moved to the
It's the magic of radio, Chris.
Your mind.
All right. Whole bunch of good stuff in this category. Why don't you start it out, Steve?
Oh.
What
Let's
stood
have a
out
look
to you
at consumer products here. Let me zoom in on my
video. Well, there's the return of the Super Bowl babies.
Tiny type.
With the 1-year-old Von Miller.
I really did like the
Which was hilarious. And baby Ditka and...
Mm-hmm. I really
well,
did
Miller,
like...
Little baby Von Miller only
with
like
the
3 months,
hat.
I guess. Yeah.
Right.
I really did like the Super Bowl babies. That was good. That was good. Just because, again, they followed the theme all the way through. Great storyline, straight through. The Bradshaw stain was funny because if you've watched anything that you've seen Terry Bradshaw in, he's that lovable, annoying grandpa type.
It's believable.
It's totally
perfect
believable.
Casting.
Right.
And that one they set up, unlike the Snickers one.
Right.
They had like a 10-second spot in the first quarter,
right,
where he just was sitting there talking, and it looked like it was in the studio talking about the game, and he had this stain on his shirt.
Yeah,
okay.
They didn't even mention it. They just went away to where, and then everybody was talking on Twitter like,
"So that was
what
like
did Terry Bradshaw spill
on
his shirt?
Bradshaw was on live TV with a stain on his shirt."
And then they came back
they
like an hour later,
and then
this Tide commercial
actually is probably trending at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's the whole joke is.
I'd miss the little preview.
I didn't see that
commercial.
Yeah, see, that's why I like that one, is because it. It was one of those two-parters that actually followed through.
And then they had
a
three-parter.
It was a third part.
Then they came back in the fourth quarter with another one.
Yeah, it was.
And he's sitting there in his clean shirt,
seconds.
And Kurt Menefee spills on his shirt.
Oh, I didn't
and
see
that. And it goes
that.
Back to like, that dude in this house. Like,
Jeffrey Tambor.
And then Kurt Menefee leans over to Bradshaw, and he's like, "How would you get the stain out of here?" And he's like, "I know a guy." And they look and break the fourth wall and look through the TV, and Jeffrey Tambor is looking, and he's like, "Get your own."
It was great. Like,
that's
when I
cool.
saw that third part, I was like,
yeah.
"Wait, I just saw this commercial. Like, what am I
okay.
watching?"
So that one, they paid it off all the way through, and they
mm-hmm.
actually paid the NFL extra, apparently, because the NFL tweeted the Bradshaw stain stuff on their Twitter account. It was the only commercial all night.
Okay.
But the official NFL account.
See, to me, that one has it hands
out.
Down, if that's the case.
Good job, Ty.
That is what I consider a Super Bowl commercial. Like,
yeah.
That was set up. It was event-specific.
Yep.
It was multi-part. Like, that is I'm not saying it was the perfect commercial, but as far as Super Bowl commercial goes, that's what
well,
I want
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, it's not the it wasn't the most artistic commercial, but
mm-hmm.
again, it served its purpose better than any other.
It felt
other,
like a big event
right,
commercial.
Right. I like that.
And you know they can't replay that.
No. They can't use
right,
that.
Right. That'll be one you never
specific.
See again, really.
It's cool. It's like I was there kind of thing. Although it's just a commercial.
Very
but,
cool.
Okay, so the Mr. Clean ad.
You just gotta talk about it.
I gotta talk about it. We've never seen Mr. Clean like be so sexualized before.
That's true.
Like, what was that all about?
Because I guess they've always made him. He's always been a buff guy.
Yeah, he's always been a buff guy.
Yeah,
he's always supposed
to
right.
be like
tight white jeans. Yeah,
but they've never had him work the tight white jeans. I mean,
no,
work the jeans.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
He was doing all but use the mop handle as a stripper pole.
But then
really.
They saved. But they saved themselves at the end by making it the husband
yeah.
who was actually the sexualized
so it says,
item.
Man of the world, if you get Mr. Clean, your wife is gonna do. You know.
Yeah, the tagline: "You gotta love a man who cleans."
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the flip of the usual. You know, over sexualizing a woman in a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah,
I guess.
So it's fair, you know.
And it was just a normal, schlubby
cartoon.
Guy, too. It
right.
wasn't like he was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? A CGI cartoon, like, you can't... I'm sorry. Jessica right. Rabbit, dude, you can't over-sexualize a cartoon. I'm sorry. I don't go for that. I don't go for it.
It's not what Chris Kelly thought when he was 8 years old. Jessica Rabbit was very pretty.
I'm sure you used those exact words.
Totally a hottie. Yeah. 8 years old, said, you know...
She's
pretty.
Very,
very pretty.
What stood out to you in this one, Chris?
I like the NFL babies one. I kind of like the inside these lines.
The other
like,
NFL.
Yeah, it,
that was really nice.
I thought it had a good payoff at the end. It was, you know, again, it kind of played on the theme of the year.
That was the one where they showed them painting the stripes on the field, and then they panned back, and it was the outline of the United States painted on a football field.
Yeah.
It's kind of sappy. But
a little expected.
I thought the Febreze one was pretty funny.
Get your toilet ready.
Yeah,
it's coming.
And when they had,
those wings are coming through.
They had like, you know, somebody would sit down, and then the smokestacks behind the guy would toot. And,
right.
I thought that was pretty funny. But I don't know. I like the Super Bowl babies. I think that's my pick.
Other ones in this category that we didn't talk about was the much publicized 84 lumber spot that Fox made them re-edit because they felt it was too far past the line.
I don't think I remember.
What did they make them re-edit?
The original script when they're... It was the mother and the daughter immigrating across what looked like Mexico to come to the United States.
Right.
The original one, they get to the border and there's a huge wall that's keeping them out. And they made them recut it so that the wall isn't
there. And then there's a beautiful wooden door that they go through to get in.
Right.
That's made by this 84 lumber. And
Is that what you, if you go online to look at what
Yeah,
you
know? I went and watched it just because I was, I was curious. But, yeah.
What's their spin? Is it like 84 lumber's gateway to
I heard an ad pro put a very good spin on it. Is that we build doors, not walls.
Yeah,
that makes perfect sense. That's a good message. There was supposed to be a continuation, but it was so popular that apparently it crashed their server.
I
thought it was a little confusing. I don't know that it was a super clear message.
I think the original concept was probably a lot more clear where they were going.
Yeah, I mean, is it something too where I don't...
And they were shooting straight at it. Like, look, some stereotypes come from some places, and people don't like them because they make them feel uncomfortable with the truth. But 84 lumber, migrant labor, the people going to those stores are most likely of a certain descent.
Yep.
And they work their asses off. And so that was a very targeted commercial if we're getting over ourselves.
Yep. Well, yeah, and
it was.
I did not know 84 Lumber was a company until yesterday. Yeah.
There's one out here in Omaha.
Yeah, there it is.
It's not an 84 Lumber anymore, is it?
It used to be.
It used to be.
But it's not we don't currently have one.
Yeah, I used to think it was a local company because I had just never seen their ads or anything. So,
Another one in that category was the It's a 10 hair care where they kind of was the only ad all night that almost overtly made fun of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was bad for 4 years of bad hair.
It was direct,
There was the Bill Nye the Science Guy for Purcell.
Yeah, we had Bill Nye the Science Guy had like 10 of the same dude in a room. And Morgan Freeman had a commercial with like 10 of him on an airplane.
Yep, Turkish Airlines. There was a theme there. Mm-hmm. The Turkish Airlines.
Yeah. As much as I like Bill Nye, I didn't like that ad.
It kind of made him look silly, you know. Like, and he's always kind of, but he's going for the serious thing now. You know?
Yeah,
he's like, I'm a scientist, like treat me right. And
then there was the Humpty Dumpty commercial, which was weird only because they had the first part of it aired in the pregame show at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
when a lot of people weren't even watching yet.
So like this is another one where I didn't think the message was like they didn't really get across what they were trying to get. Like I didn't really get why.
And
Humpty
that
Dumpty
that was one of the early released ads. I had seen it a long time ago.
Yeah, it was not as effective if you didn't see the first part of it,
right?
Where he's sitting on a wall doing his taxes on his phone, and he falls off, and then they try to put him back.
And they were like, "Why were you doing your taxes on your phone? Because I can't."
And then it shows their mobile app.
The funniest part of that was playing the Humpty dance at the end. And he goes, okay, it's catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Michelin one was cheesy as hell, I thought.
I think it could have been heartwarming, but it was lathered in Velveeta, you know? Like,
yeah, it's just, and it's so, and it's like, it's tires. Come on.
Well, they had done an attempt at a tugging at the heartstrings one earlier in the year, actually, with the girl going off to college.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad, you know, saying that the tires are safer, so he feels better sending her off into the world.
Yeah, that was a better ad.
Much better.
Okay, so in this category, what do we think, guys?
This baby for me.
Tied.
Yeah, I'm doing tied. I'm with the Bradshaw stain.
Yep, tied.
Oh, Cody breaks the tie with...
And we're going all three tides, like
the whole thing.
As a
series.
Whole concept.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna take a final break and do a quick review of these ads, and then we're gonna be back and pick our winners, I assume, Tom.
Yep.
All right, so we just saw
those, so good.
And if you haven't, hit pause on the podcast and go watch them now, and then come back. The six that we rewatched, just to refresh your memory, were the Born the Hard Way Budweiser ad from the beverages category, The Avocados from Mexico Secret Society ad from the food category. The Airbnb We Accept ad from Tech and Gaming. The Audi Daughter ad from the Autos category. The trailer to Stranger Things Season 2 out of Movies and TV. The Tide Bradshaw Stain commercial from Consumer Products.
Yeah, well, and there's no losers here. I mean, these are what we consider the best of category. Are there any that we think we can kind of eliminate here? Kind of narrow it down to maybe four or something?
That's a struggle, because they are all good and they can all hold their own. It's tough to eliminate. This might be, for me, this might be a year of going from the top down, like just picking the winner and then stratifying them out down the podium. Because I don't know that I could eliminate any of those.
Okay.
Like, the Airbnb and the Audi run so parallel for the audience and the message. So I don't think, if you eliminate one, you'd have to eliminate both.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going with, like, the serious tone, maybe slightly underlaid political.
We've done a best drama, best comedy one.
Yeah. I do think that, I feel like Budweiser did the best job. I think that they accidentally kind of stumbled into drumming up some drama, which I think is probably going to work in their favor despite what other people try to do. I thought production-wise, it was, like, really top-notch. You know, I thought it just, again, it kind of added something to the brand that I don't know that the others did. I don't know. I really like the Budweiser one.
Well, I think that the Airbnb on those topics actually helped the brand quite a bit, too. It wasn't as high budget or as well produced as the Anheuser-Busch one, necessarily. But I think it does a better job of helping the brand than, say, the Audi commercial does. Because that one just says that we advocate for equal pay and equal rights. But they can say that all day. I want to see what they actually do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as an ad, although they may do that, it's not the best ad for them. They're really,
you can say the
that.
Same for Airbnb, though. Again, culturally,
true. It comes down to
with Airbnb if people are discriminating.
I mean, they are kind of trying to dig themselves out of the hole a little bit,
right?
With that, because they've had some negative press in that regard.
So
theirs is a put your money where your mouth is. Also, see, I'm going top down on sheer excitement on like literally what ads are supposed to be about, and during the Super Bowl, what moves you? And again, we talked about the emotional attachment to daughters and children. We talked about the cultural attachment with the Airbnb. I gasped and my chest thumped when I saw the Stranger Things, the Eggo waffle flipped over and it cut in. And I'm like, what is this? What is this? And I see the kids.
Does that look like a giant spider at the end thing?
Well, it was something. It has something to do with how it ended last time, the creatures.
And
the production of it, and it's got one of those theme songs, those cued notes that either make you think Tron,
yeah,
or Stranger Things. And to me, that's iconic. It moved me. I have to go. That's my favorite commercial.
It's hard for me to judge that one based on the merit of the ad, because I'm just so excited for the show.
See, like, but that's why I watched it. It's a pretty kick-ass ad, too. Yeah.
It starts off pretty strong, like, with that jump from the Eggo to the Stranger
Things. I think it's
going to
be the most talked about one.
And it's
like,
a 70s.
Like, over the next month. In a month, people will still be talking about it.
It was a 70s, 80s.
It was a period-specific commercial.
Specific Eggo commercial,
yeah. It is the one commercial that will be analyzed frame by frame.
Oh, yeah. It already has been. I was reading one today.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. People digging in, getting their conspiracies right.
Yep.
I should go on, I always watch Nerdist. And Nerdist has some great stuff, so I'm sure they have something to say about it. No, but that's my vote, just because of, if we strip away actual deep messaging and we look at, like, for instance, what we put Tide in there for was the fact that it felt like a Super Bowl commercial. To me, that Stranger Things felt special. That's not a regular ad that you would see before the Super Bowl. You'll see it now.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't like that was a bang pow sort of ad for a TV show. Because we've seen trailers, we've seen TV show leaks or TV show previews, and that one, until you notice the kids, you're literally going, what the hell? What is this? What is this? You see one of the kids and you're like, okay.
I do like the flip, the Eggo to the thing flip. And the other thing they have is they're not just selling the show, they're selling Netflix.
That's true too.
Yeah.
And like, it's not. Waffles. And Eggos. It's a 3-in-1 ad.
It is a 3-in-1.
Ghostbusters. If you
yeah, I caught that. I was like, wait, hold on.
They're not just selling a movie ticket. They're selling like a subscription to a service as well as the show.
Kick-ass show. That's just, I mean, I don't want to sway anybody. That's mine. And if it's in the minority, I'm good with it being voted out. But in terms of the excitement of a Super Bowl ad, that's what got me. I was like, ooh, 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 ooh.
And usually like...
Okay, we got one vote for Stranger Things. Donovan, what do you vote for?
Just hearing this, I mean, Steve's already like selling me, and all I can think of is Stranger Things. I want to like other ads. I want to be eating avocados.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm not thinking. It's hard.
I'm going to eat avocados while someone's going to need
to sway me away from this, if at all possible.
Okay, Cody, what do you vote for?
That's tough to say.
I can be bought possibly with a bowl of guacamole.
Yeah.
Possibly if someone can get the stain out of my shirt.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Or pay you
It
equally.
All depends on what we're judging this on.
Give you an Audi.
Like, if we're judging it on what a good ad should be, helps the company and everything, I don't know. I see Steve's point with this Stranger Things thing, but I also love the Tide commercials because they actually made me laugh, and like they had like a good reward, good payoff. The series they had put together was very well done.
Yeah.
However, it did not make me want to go get Tide. I have no desire to go buy Tide. I'm going to go buy whatever... looks the best when I go to the store next time. I'm not brand loyal this.
But I bet I'd be willing to bet money that if you were being honest, as you walk down the detergent aisle, you chuckle when you walk past Tide.
Maybe next time.
And that's all.
Maybe just because you said the
line from Iron Man, he didn't need to win, he just needed to make God bleed.
I do think that the Tide and the Stranger Things had the unexpected, which is hard in the Super Bowl era.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because everything else, like, you with all the leaks, it's kind of hard, and there was that it just catches you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nothing else caught me off guard.
What do you vote for, Chris?
I'm still on Budweiser.
Still on Budweiser.
I thought it was solid.
Solid.
So Donovan, you gotta.
Yeah. What about is the host voting?
I'm gonna put in a vote for the Budweiser ad as well.
Okay.
I thought that was really
2-2 with the
theatrical almost in the way that they produced it, and it was really well
super,
done.
Super well done.
Yeah, it was well done.
Donovan, you going to make it a tie?
Well, it's a tie right now. It's 2-2. Cody's the holdout here.
Cody is the tie-breaking vote.
Mm. You get to choose. I mean,
the guy making his debut performance on the Superb Owl Show.
That's right.
This will make or break a band.
It's between the Tide and...
The Budweiser.
And the Budweiser.
This choice is going to stick with you forever.
It's Stranger Things.
And the Budweiser.
Oh, Stranger Things and Budweiser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... Budweiser.
Solid.
3-2. Solid.
Only because the production was fantastic and it explains the brand in a very unique way that they don't always go after. It says, we're here to stay. We've been here for a long time.
Aren't they owned by Germany again?
They are.
They're owned by InBev.
Or InBev, yeah.
Is that how it is?
South Africa.
Everything you drink is owned by
It's a South
and
African
they were,
company.
And they were sans Clydesdale's this year.
Mm-hmm.
No Clydesdale's.
And but they had a Facebook live stream of the Clydesdale Super Bowl party.
Did they really?
Where it was just the, like, they were eating oats or whatever.
And just pooping constantly, which is what horses do.
Right.
Yeah, so there you have it. Anheuser-Busch, congratulations.
Live stream of horse
poop. As we're drinking Bud Light.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Superb Owl 9. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Donovan will be back with another show next week.
And we'll be back next year for the Big Ten.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Ten.
X.
That's
Ooh,
right.
X.
It's exciting.
That's good.
All right, we'll catch you guys next time.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.